Matthew 16, 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Did you hear what I said? I was reading about Captain O'Grady when he got shot down in Bosnia. There were many times in the woods when I would have given every penny I owned to be rescued. He gave every penny he owned if he'd be rescued. And he said, In Bosnia, I was stripped of my plane and all my high-tech apparatus. I was still an officer in the United States Air Force, but my rank couldn't shield me from a bullet. Can you imagine? Of course you can't. You might as well forget it. You can't imagine it. But just, can you imagine when that plane was hit, that seat ejected and throwed him into the air, parachute opened, here he come, expecting any minute for a bullet to riddle his parachute. No telling what went through that young man's mind. 5 miles up in the air.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what went through his mind. I was never in a plane like that. I don't know what happened. I don't know what come across his mind. But I guarantee you, 10,000 times 10,000 thoughts run through his mind just like that. And Captain O'Grady found God 5 miles in the air. 5 miles in the air, he found God. I don't know what it'd be like to be shot out of a plane. I don't know. I don't know what to do. But I do know what it is to be cut off from the world and a bunch of thousands and thousands of heathens around me ready to take my head right off of my shoulders. Right. That's exactly what would happen to Captain O'Grady if they could have found him.
Absolutely.
He eat leaves and insects for 6 days. But that was a miracle.
Right.
Miracle. What would we give in exchange for our soul?
Right.
What have we gained if we gain the world and lose our soul?
My.
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and read a little bit. I want to start reading in verse 3, chapter 6. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. 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 He is proud, not knowing nothing, but doubting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmising, perverse, disputing of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. Do you know we've got a lot of people today that thinks gain is godliness?
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Right.
You could have the whole world and not have God. You wouldn't have nothing. I went to school with a boy, Ralph Woods, 6 months older than me, millionaire. Well, if you're ever in Grayson, Kentucky, you'll see Ralph's supermarket right on the right. Millionaire. But Ralph Woods got cancer and died. Never, I don't reckon, ever found God. What would he have given if he could have come back here tonight? What would Captain O'Grady have given if he could have just been rescued? I would have given $1 million. I'd have just slipped it to you if you could have rescued me September the 6th, 1951. I'd have given you $1 million. I'd have given $1 million if I could have been sitting at home with my mommy and daddy. What would people give tonight if they could get out of hell? But you cannot get out of hell. There's no way. Captain O'Grady got out of that mess. Oscar Hughes got out of that mess.
Yes.
It was a miracle of God.
My God.
People think gain is godliness. It's not. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Right.
You're looking at an old boy right now that's contented.
Right.
I ain't got very much, but I'm as happy as a bumblebee in a clover field.
Right.
I'm contented.
That's riches.
I mean, God Almighty covered the most of the east and part of the south with a big blanket of snow. But I'm contented tonight. How many's contented?
Yes.
But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Yes.
How many's figured on taking a lot of stuff with you when you leave this world? All of these big wardrobes.
Right.
Going to take that with you, Hutchins? Huh?
No.
All of these automobiles. All of these homes.
Right.
All of this money. Are you going to take that with you? We brought nothing into this world, and we're going to take nothing out.
Yeah, right.
Why not be contented? There's people tonight, they get a big home, they're not satisfied. They want a little one.
Well,
they get a little home, they're not satisfied. They want something. They put me in a mind of Blaine, my grandson. Blaine got all kind of things for Christmas, and he ain't satisfied with nothing.
Nothing.
A lot of times I get to broom and start doing something, and Blaine wants that old broom to push.
Well,
that's the way a lot of Christians, they're not contented. They get a new suit and they want another one. They get a new car, they want another one. They get a new dress, they want another one. They get a new home, they want another one. They're not contented. Over and over and over and over. Godliness with contentment is great gain.
Yes.
Praise God. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Last Saturday, I went to the store with Sister Hughes. We went to Myers grocery store. We went to Kroger's grocery store, and we went to Evie's. And every place we went, you talk about crowded. I mean, Evie's, before it looked like a ghost had hit it or something. You couldn't, but a Saturday you couldn't find a parking place, you couldn't find a grocery cart, and I said, what in this world is going on? But you know what? Come to me, snowstorm was coming.
Right.
And they was using good sense. That's plumb smart. Because Joseph said, 7 years is coming, good, stock up. Mm-hmm. 7 years of bad.
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, that's exactly why, well, Sister Hughes couldn't even find a grocery cart at Evie's. Kroger's was just as bad. With food and raiment, be there with content.
Praise God.
But they that will be rich fall into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
And a snare, and to many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draw men in destruction and perdition. Why does rich man fall into this? They cannot see their need of God. But you take an old poor boy like Oscar Hughes, he can see his need of God. I can see where I get every breath I breathe, every penny I make, I can see where it comes from. I know where it comes from. And I want to be content. Thank God when they preach my funeral, I want them to look down on this old gray bald head and say, there lays a man that's satisfied. But there's a lot of people, they're not satisfied. I don't care what they get.
Right.
Are you that way tonight? I don't believe you are.
No, no,
no. I was born and raised down in Kentucky, where I never seen an automobile ever 4 or 5 months. I walked to high school 5 miles one way. I got me a job in the coal mines and worked out enough of money to buy me a bicycle.
Yeah.
Seen a picture of the bicycle the other day in the paper and it made me homesick. One of them old Huffies, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Worked me out enough of money to buy me a bicycle. $4.40 a day. Count that up and see how much a week that is.